Thank you again, Sophie. We'll round off this edition of Chatterbox with a good old mixture of items. Amongst these, you'll hear that local Bullard's Gin wins an award, that the residents of Eton oppose traffic experts' proposals for various traffic-calming measures in their locality, and that a Norwich dog has a chance to become BBC Dog of the Year. First, a taste of gin.
A gin distilled in the back of a Norwich pub has won worldwide acclaim, having taken home silver and bronze awards at the International Wine and Spirit Competition. Bullard's Gin, made at the Ten Bells on St Benedict Street in Norwich, also took home two Great Taste Awards. The competition's judging panel blind-tasted two of the gins, earning the Norwich Dry Gin a bronze and the Strawberry and Black Pepper Gin a bronze and silver in different categories. Company director Craig Allison said, "We're delighted to have picked up these awards, as they give customers real confidence that when they're buying Bullard's, they're buying an authentic gin packed full of flavour and handcrafted with passion. We are extremely proud of our team, who in less than 3 years have earned kudos from judges around the world, all from our small distillery in the back of a Norwich pub. We're looking forward to the reaction to our third flavour, which will be on the shelves from October."
People in a Norwich suburb have pushed back on traffic calming plans proposed by the City Council following their 20-mile-an-hour zone shake-up. The Eton Village Residents Association, EVRA for short, have been critical of some of the ideas proposed by the Norwich City Council for their area, saying the measures would not work and, in fact, would create bigger traffic problems. The council has proposed that for the Eton area, the 20-mile-an-hour zone be adopted, as well as giving give-way junctions, traffic-calming measures called roundels, and pedestrian refuges on Church Lane and greenways. There is also scope to add more cycle paths and other improvements to encourage cycling. Following a meeting between EVRA and council offices, County Councillor Brian Watkins said, "Whilst we back 20 miles an hour, we hope we have persuaded them that physical works on Greenways and Church Lane are not needed." Chairman of EVRA, Chris Stebbings, set out on the association's website why he believed the physical works would not be effective.
A Norwich canine is in the running to be named Dog of the Year by a well-known BBC television show. Amber, a 2-year-old Hungarian Vizsla, is currently second place in Country Files competition with more than 2,000 votes. Amber's owner Mark North said, "She's our first ever dog and she's exceeded everything we expected from her. She's beautiful, loyal and a great companion." The winner of the competition will win 4 Hulte walking sets. The picture used for the application is of her jumping over a fallen tree in a local woods. She's also been pictured wearing a Norwich City Football Club shirt outside Carrow Road.
Eton Park Miniature Railway has raised more than £680 for the Lord Mayor's Fund. On Monday, August the 27th, Eton Park Miniature Railway held a Railway in the Park Day in aid of the Lord Mayor's Fund and its chosen charity for 2018, the Feed Foundation. The day was opened by Lord Mayor Martin Schmeyra, who addressed a packed station before joining hundreds of people in enjoying a ride on one of two miniature engines in operation for the day. More than 700 people enjoyed a ride on the railway, raising a total of £689. Alan Shirley, station master on the day, said, "We are all pleased that the day was successful and that we had dry weather. We've all had great fun running this day for the Mayor's charity, and I'm certain park visitors enjoyed it too." Each autumn, the railway already holds a popular Children in Need Day, and the Lord Mayor's Fun Day has become a regular fixture in the attractions calendar.
In a landscape sculpted centuries ago by peat diggers, a new project aims to generate a different kind of fuel from the Broads by turning natural waste into charcoal. The Broads Authority is seeking landowners, contractors, conservation organisations and volunteers to try turning their unwanted natural material, such as forestry or fen waste, into useful charcoal in a transportable kiln. If there is sufficient interest in the project, the authority says it will purchase the equipment and potentially begin trials with the interested parties in May 2019. The kiln, known as a carbon composter, burns biomass in reduced oxygen conditions to create two products: charcoal for cooking or heating, and fine biochar, which improves soils. It is hoped that groups and individuals working in the Broads will get involved with the European-funded pilot scheme and give feedback on the results.
Well, we've come to the end of this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you've enjoyed it. You are receiving this recording as you have provided Chatterbox with your contact details. Chatterbox will never provide your data to any other organisation, and we promise to keep your details secure. You can ask to change or delete your data at any time by emailing contact@cbtn.org.uk or by calling 01603 765 365. When you have finished with the recording, pop the memory stick in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, not forgetting to turn the address label over. The postal service is free, so you do not have to pay postage.
We hope you've enjoyed listening, and thanks go to everyone on this Thursday's team. The editor today was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. We have an answer phone where you can leave a message, and we will get back to you as soon as we can. The office is not always manned, so don't worry if it takes a day or so to get back to you, because we always will. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. So now, as we reach the end of our recording, we'll say goodbye from
Chris
and Pauline.